911, what's the nature of your emergency?
Welcome back to the Tactical Living Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Walton, joined by Detective Walton. Clint, how are you?
I'm good.
You just reconfirmed, as you do every day, a reason why I love you so much. The reason why is because I just showed you the video that I'm sure as you listen to this, you have probably seen already, where a deputy unloads his entire clip after an acorn falls and hits him on the head. Now, I have a take on this that is 100% different than every other comment that I have seen posted underneath this video. I will link it in the show notes. The reason that my take on this is completely different is exactly the same as yours, Clint, and all you said just now. I showed you the video and I said, okay, do you understand? And then we're going to press play. And you said, I feel so sad for him. That made my heart so happy because I too took that video in the same exact way. Now, the rhetoric, the conversation around this is that piece of shit needs to lose. Of course, he's going to lose his job. And like, you know, that guy needs to be better trained. And what a terrible thing. There was a suspect sitting in the back of that unit. And my take on that is what a shame that our officers are on such high edge all of the time that in his mind, he 1000% genuinely believed that he was shot and that he was shot in the head, that was his immediate response.
Yeah, it's something, and watching the video, it really highlights the almost the trauma response in association with something, because no one knows the history of that individual officer or kind of what he's been through, but to be on such a guard and already be amped up to that level to where you get hit on top of the head with an acorn and then to completely, like, I mean, lose it in that instance, it's sad because you're going to, I think over time we're going to see stuff like that happen more and more because, you know, we can say that we could call him all the names in the book and say that he was like, in hindsight, it's always 20/20, right? But in that instant, in that point, he believed he was truly shot. And to completely unload, I've seen tons of videos where suspects are sitting in the back of patrol cars, were able to pull out a gun and start shooting officers that they're driving them or approaching the vehicle. And like, that's why we are so stringent on searching our suspects before we even put them in our cars. But stuff slips through the cracks. You miss things. And it probably was a good force. Yeah, we think of, oh, it's just a little acorn hanging on top of the head. But his mindset could have been, he could have just arrested this guy for killing his family or what. There's so many extenuating circumstances that could have led him to believe that. And I don't know what those extenuating circumstances were at that time. But who are we to judge this officer in hindsight just based off of one video too?
Yeah. So just for the sake of comparison, if that had not been the immediate response, and it was such a genuine response, I can't reiterate that enough, right? From the start to the end of that video, that man 1000% thought he was shot in the head. So let's kind of break this down a little bit. Let's pretend that that was not his response. What would have been a typical response? And this isn't trying to re-critique what he should have done. I'm just saying, in another response, somebody who perhaps thought that they were or possibly could have been shot in the head, who didn't have that type of heightened response, what would have been the appropriate reaction or the more common reaction that somebody would have taken?
Like,
something hits you on the head.
Something hits on the head. I would look around, see my surroundings, see what kind of just happened, and then kind of deduct that it wasn't anything correlated to the suspect I had in my car, or it could have been someone down the street that threw a baseball at his head, or someone trying to lynch this person from your backseat. Like, there's so many variables in which you would have to be able to quickly analyze and understand before making those decisions. And you don't have the time, especially if someone, if you believe someone just shot at you. And so in that instance, what, without reading the context of the narrative that they had put into the video where it says an acorn fell on his head and hit him on the head, I would have just strictly thought, like, because I didn't see any glass breaking on the windows to his patrol car. Someone from an outside avenue was shooting at him, or something could have triggered him to. To me, this is a failure by the department for not providing services for people who are in these type of situations to where they have this traumatic response in responding to something like that.
Yeah, and I'm also thinking, I would love to know what the experience of that officer is, right? The backstory, the types of calls that he has been in the past. And the only thing I would want is to make sure that he is okay and that he's getting the services and the treatment that he needs, because I can't imagine being an individual going to work, doing your job, having that level of a response for everything that took place. And now on top of that, losing your job, going through the commentary of everybody that has something to say about his response and what took place, you know, the individual that he shot. There was a female officer. She also discharged on that suspect, thinking, you know, full well that my partner has just been shot. There are so many layers to this. And more than anything, I have a high level of just sympathy and empathy and just love in wanting support for this officer.
You know, and I didn't know that his partner had fired rounds either. But to me, in that instance now, that turns into a whole other dynamic of training. That's a huge lack of training for that other officer as well in being able to address a threat like that. You can't just fire blindly into something that you have no clue about. But there's, and that's that sympathetic fire that we all work so hard not to have. And that's something that it just makes me so sad for that officer to even have to experience in that in for his life and his livelihood. And it, like, he's going to lose so much if just based off of that video. One split second decision, one acorn falling from a tree will change the path of his life forever. And that's sad.
It is really sad because it ultimately comes down to not being able to identify a threat. However, I truly believe that he believed that the threat was sitting in the back of that patrol unit.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. And that has led, that led him to that instance. And that's in his mindset at that time. And, you know, that's where there are laws in place to where it's all based off of mindset. And do I think he'll be criminally charged? Probably not. But from the law enforcement perspective, is they would not see him as fit for duty to even ever work there again.
Yeah. And the truth is that perhaps he wasn't fit for duty in that moment. And that's the whole point of this episode, that there was obviously something going on, perhaps ongoing, perhaps recent, perhaps not. Trauma has a funny way of showing up whenever it decides to. And I'm really curious to know why that reaction was the reaction that took place. And even furthermore, you know, there's so many pieces to this puzzle, because we have the poor family of the suspect. We have now the female officer. We have him. We have his family. And I wish that I would see more backing from his community. This is the type of complaint that I have with that thin blue line suddenly disappearing when things like this happen, because I haven't seen compassion being poured over this man. I haven't seen anybody seeing it from this angle. And it does. It makes me feel very bad and a bit embarrassed, actually, by the law enforcement community to not have pointed out this thing. And I'm not saying what he did was right. Of course, it shouldn't have happened. However, I think this should be the main topic of conversation, not what a dirtbag this guy is, because that's not it at all. That's, you have it wrong if that's how you're thinking about this situation.
Yeah, we've seen those instances of bad players who are cops who make those very poor decisions, and they're not doing it out of an instinct or anything. They're doing it just because they're the ones who make us all look bad as law enforcement. In this instance, it's far from that. He truly believed, like I felt for him watching that video, because he truly believed that happened. And there's so many outlying sources that could have caused that. And it makes me so sad for him, because it was a failure on him, but I think as a whole, as a failure of law enforcement and his training altogether.
Yeah, I hope you've gotten some value out of today's episode and are able to see things in a little bit of a different perspective. If you have, do us a favor, drop a review, subscribe down below. And as always, know that I'm sending you a long, tight hug from my home to yours.